Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, the last segment of the show before Christmas, and who better to do it with than the best storyteller in the gun industry, in the gun culture. From the biggest website, AmmoLand.com, joining us again is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here.
So, because I enjoy them so, I decided to look back over the course of this year, and I picked a few out from the most, you know, the fourth quarter, third quarter stuff that we look at for talking about bears. But, I mean, you had a very interesting article back in September about bear realistic defensive shooting drills for bear attacks.
Yeah, and what caused me to write this article is that we had that successful defense against a mass murder attempt by Eli Dickens, where he shot about 10 shots at about 40 yards and stopped a mass murderer in the first 15 seconds, probably saving numerous lives. And so a number of people started saying, well, let's do the Dick and drill. Can we fire 10 shots at 40 yards and hit the target? And a lot of people did. And I thought it was interesting, but it's also, well, a little unusual. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done. I think it can be done by lots of people who have just modest handgun skills. But it made me think, because it's unusual, about a exercise that I had been told about, where somebody was supposedly training people on defending against bears. And this was a major state agency, and they arranged a training exercise. So the bear, you know, the target, made up like a bear, ran on a cart starting about 10 yards away. And a person had a rope where they would attached to the cart, where they'd run away from the firing line. So as fast as they could run was about as fast as the bear would come at the designated shooter. And the trainer set up the situation. And I've trained hundreds, probably thousands of people, and a trainer who sets up the situation can determine whether students pass or fail. You tailor the training to the result you want, not necessarily if it's realistic or not. So the trainer in this situation would prep the trainee. And the trainee was armed with a pump shotgun with a sling. There were rounds in the magazine, but no round was allowed in the chamber. The shotgun had to be slung on the shoulder with the safety on and the bolt locked forward. To engage the target, the trainee had to unsling the shotgun, disengage the bolt, lock, work the action, disengage safety, then shoot. Or alternatively, the trainee could unsling the shotgun, disengage the safety, dry fire the shotgun. That would disengage the bolt lock, then work the action, and then shoot. So there's quite a bit to be done here. Then, to make the task a little more difficult, the trainer would engage the trainee with a question or with small talk. And when the trainee's attention was off the bear, the trainer would give a secret signal to start the bear charging at the trainee. So the trainee would operate after being surprised. Now, unsurprisingly, few trainees managed to get off a shot and hit the bear. Now, what made me kind of leery of this drill is that we find in actual situations, people do pretty well. And it seems, if you're in a country where you're guarding against bears, it seems kind of silly to keep the shotgun slung with the chamber empty. People don't do that when they're hunting birds or rabbits. So why would you do it when you are guarding against bears? So I thought I'd come up with some more realistic drills, and I named them after people involved in actual situations, because in actual situations, they don't often occur as the setup in this major agency training drill. So I called the first one the Ralph Fletcher drill. In 1960, three people had flown into an Alaskan lake, and they were having lunch. There was a float plane not too far away. And a black bear charged out of the brush and grabbed Frances Canton. Now, she's a woman. Her friend grabbed a stick and beat on the bear, which dropped Frances and then charged him, but stopped to start eating the lunch they had laid out. The other friend, Ralph Fletcher, retrieved a .22 pistol from the float plane, walked to within a few feet of the bear, and killed it. So here's the Ralph Fletcher drill. Set up a target. A 12-ounce soda can, or any 12-ounce can, will work. It's roughly the shape and size of a bear's brain. Put it behind the target of a bear's head, side view. The can should be located behind the target, similar to where the brain is located on a bear. Shooter is unarmed 5 feet from the target. The pistol's placed 30 feet away. Loaded. On command, the shooter retrieves the pistol, returns to within 7 feet of the bear target. Once the 7-foot line is reached, the shooter has 15 seconds to shoot the bear in the brain. Of course, the important thing here is you have to know where the brain is located on a bear. And that has been a problem for a lot of people. But once you see diagrams of a bear's skull and look at where the brain is, you understand where it is, and it's much easier to hit the brain. And I do, in the article, there's a link to pictures of a bear's skull and showing where the brain case is. The next drill that I talk about is, I call it the Dussel Bacon drill. And in, well, on August 13th.
Set that up because we're coming to the break. So, this is, let's see. This is from 1977.
Yep.
And, a geologist, Cynthia Dussel Bacon, had been dropped off by helicopter. So that's a harrowing situation to find herself in.
Well, yeah, she was attacked, and there's lessons to be learned.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. This article, you can find it if you go look at, if you go to, all contributors and look for Dean. This was published September 23rd, 2022. As we're looking back at, 2022 as it comes to a close, this particular database is fascinating to me. When we get back, we're going to find out about the Dussel Bacon drill and about Cynthia Dussel Bacon, what she went through and how she dealt with it. All of this from the desk of Dean Weingarten, all found at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Dean Weingarten. We're going to hear about the Dussel Bacon Drill. Tell me about this geologist.
Okay,
Cynthia.
So what happened, this was in 1977, and Cynthia Dussel Bacon had been dropped off by helicopter in Alaska. She was hiking on a narrow path on a ridge about 60 miles southeast of Fairbanks. A, quote, small black bear startled her with a crash in the brush. It appeared to her, staring at her from about 10 feet away. She yelled at it. She pounded a rock with her hammer to make noise. The bear was not intimidated. Cynthia took a step back, which was also higher on the rock. The bear moved out of sight, then struck her from behind, knocked her down. She'd been told playing dead was the best strategy, so she played dead. She lost both her arms, but managed to survive. She had plenty of time to draw a pistol and shoot the bear, but as a condition of work, she was unarmed. So the Dussel Bacon Drill is this. Set up a bear target 10 feet from the shooter. The shooter has a holstered pistol. On command, the shooter has 10 seconds to draw and shoot the bear. What we find, particularly with black bears, once black bears are hurt, they almost always run off. They don't stick around and fight. So she had plenty of time to shoot the bear. The next drill, we call the Cecil Rhodes drill. In 1947, Rhodes was backpacking in Alaska. He's a photographer. He carried a .38 revolver, Smith & Wesson .38 Special. A big grizzly approached him. When it reached within 11 feet of him, he shot it in the head, deliberately aiming off-center because he was afraid the bullet would bounce off. At the shot, the bear slumped but didn't go down. The bear retreated. Then he heard cubs, indicating the grizzly was a sow. The bear returned and moved past him only 15 feet away. He did not shoot, even though he had a clear shot at her head. The bear did not cause him any more trouble. For this drill, the shooter is situated 20 feet from a bear target, head on. 12-ounce soda can is placed behind the area where the brain is inside a bear's head. Shooter, pistol in hand, is told to move to the 11-foot line. When the shooter reaches the line, they are to fire the pistol at the bear head target. They have 3 seconds. The point here is that Rhodes could almost certainly have killed the bear if he'd aimed in the right spot. But because he was afraid the bullet would bounce off, he aimed off to the side where the brain isn't. Then we have the Tanner Allen drill. And this was in 2022, August 8th, Wyoming. Tanner Allen defended himself against a grizzly bear, which had cuffs. After a couple of misses with his .41 mag, in a chaotic situation involving his dog, the bear runs off. Tanner starts climbing down off the mesa he was on, only to have the bear come at him from the bottom of the narrow chute he was descending. He climbed a couple of feet to a more stable position. When the bear reached within 2 feet of him, he fired his pistol into the bear's head, killing him. For this drill, the shooter starts 50 feet away from the target of the bear's head. Target is obscured by a blank target 4 feet in front of it. The shooter walks towards the blank target, pistol in hand. When he reaches the blank target, the trainer pulls or moves the blank target down. This is the signal to fire at the revealed bear target. Shooter has 2 seconds. The purpose these drills serve is to inculcate the necessity of shooting and killing the bear to stop attack. And to show most bear attacks do not occur with complete surprise at extremely close range. In a large number of bear attacks, there's some warning. There's time to make ready before firing. It's important for shooters to know where to aim, where the bear's brain is located inside the bear's head. Now, in a lot of attacks, there's not a lot of time. But in most situations, there's a couple of seconds. And if you're ready, 2 seconds is plenty of time to draw a holstered handgun and fire. It just takes a little practice. And if you find it difficult to draw and fire in 2 seconds, look around for a different holster. Now, bear tacks are not that common. We don't have a good statistical base. We don't have great details in all the attacks. So we may never know what is a, quote, average bear attack. And it probably doesn't matter, because if it happens to you, it's going to be what happens. It's not going to be average. So those who want to minimize the danger of bear attacks and to convince us that there's nothing we can do, try to tell us only about the worst-case incidents where it's very difficult. And they try to say that a bear attack is only an attack if the bear makes contact with the person. But that's a silly definition. I mean, if a person is yelling, "I'm going to kill you," and is running at you with a knife in their hand, it's an attack. Even if you shoot the person before they make contact. Or you close the door and keep them out. Or they trip over a curb and knock themselves out before they reach you. I think a more reasonable approach to define a bear attack would be that which is used to justify deadly force. Is the bear close enough to pose an imminent danger? Stephen Herrero says if a bear is charging, 50 to 100 feet may be the appropriate distance. That's from his book, Bear Attack. He's a preeminent scholar who promotes bear spray. Other things would be, did the bear knowingly approach humans from further away? In other words, did the bear know humans were there and still kept coming? Did it refuse to give way to humans? Does the bear show any fear of humans? Now, those are the sorts of things I think we could look at to say whether it was an attack or something else. But bears don't understand or recognize human laws or human morals.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. We can keep on with this if you want to, or we can move on. It doesn't matter. It's fascinating one way or the other. One way or the other. So this article, like I said, it was published September 23rd, 2022. You could find it under Dean Weingarten, under all contributors at amaland.com. If you haven't read it, you probably should, especially if you spend any time out in the forest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. More than 11,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been delayed or canceled so far today. That's according to FlightAware, as the impacts of a winter storm are being felt at airports from coast to coast. That's definitely the case in Seattle, which is the nation's most troubled spot, and an ice storm in the Pacific Northwest continues to wreak havoc.
Whether by car, by air, or public transit, an ice storm throwing a wrench in last-minute Christmas shopping plans in much of the Pacific Northwest. Interstate 84 is closed for nearly 50 miles throughout the Columbia River Gorge. More than 260 flights have been canceled at Portland International Airport, and much of public transit has been suspended.
The Ohio Turnpike is blocked in both directions near Sandusky because of a pileup involving as many as 50 vehicles. Local TV stations are reporting at least one fatality. Dave Collins, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just being brought up to date on some drills that you can do to make things easier and, you know, to practice shooting.
Yeah,
and you got a little bit, we need to make a few distinctions here.
Just finally, when we're talking about these drills, I wanted to make the point that people should realize, and it may seem obvious, but not to everyone, that bears are not furry humans. They don't know anything about human morals or civilization or laws. And if you had a known outlaw that was armed with a dozen knives and was known to steal stuff and not respect human authority, you would be very cautious around them. We shouldn't give bears more moral leeway than we would to human outlaws. So we could go on to the next article.
Well, let's go talk about this. Let's talk about this is a bear spray failure. And there's a school of thought that bear spray should be the default way to deal with a bear, and that's not always the case, is it?
Right. This is what we have is that there were some problematic studies done about bear spray and firearms. Oh gosh, I think it's 10, 15 years ago now. And what we had popularized was the idea that bear spray was much more effective than firearms in stopping bear attacks. It just isn't true. And the data do not support that conclusion. But taking a couple articles that were done with different methods and different data collection, that strained conclusion was popularized. And one of the things people who popularized bear spray have had claimed was there never was anyone who used bear spray who was killed by a bear. But what we found with research here is there was about 20 years ago when bear spray, you know, hadn't been out for a long time. There was a bear spray failure, a fatal bear spray failure in Russia. There's a world famous bear researcher. His name was Vitaly Nikolayenko. And he was killed by a bear only 2 months after Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend, Annie Huguenard, were killed and partially eaten by a bear or bears in Alaska. Nikolayenko was half eaten. So the bears that are over in Russia are variations of the brown bear, which also known as European brown bear or grizzly bear or Kodiak bear. They're all the same bear. They're just, it depends if they are in an area where they get copious amounts of food, they get really big. If food is harder to get, they don't get that big. So where they get lots of food, they're sometimes called a Kodiak bear. And the ones that are more in the mountains are usually called grizzly bears. So, Nikolayenko was this bear researcher, and he had a habit of getting close to bears. And he knew bears pretty well, but he should have been a little more careful. He did have bear spray, and he followed a bear in winter that wasn't hibernating, and he tried to get really close to the bear to get some pictures. Well, he didn't report in. People were supposed to come and pick him up. They were a little late. When they got there, they found his body. He'd been killed and eaten by a bear. And they also found a large swath of orange pepper spray, which indicates that Nikolayenko tried to defend himself. And he had a flare gun flying next to his body, unfired. So clearly he'd been able to deploy bear spray, but it was not successful. Now, people will say, well, this doesn't prove that bear spray doesn't work. And I'd say, well, it shows that bear spray did not work in this instance. Now, let's reverse the situation, see what people would think if he was found with, say, a handgun, which had been fired and was empty, and his body was found half-eaten by a bear, and he'd been killed by a bear. People would say, oh, yeah, that's a clear failure of a defensive use of a handgun. So we should apply the same standards that we use to one defensive method as we use in another defensive method. Now, Nikolayenko did not think the bears were harmless. He took significant chances, and it did not work out well for him. And he had bear spray, and it wasn't enough to protect him. So we see that the percentage of bears killed in defensive encounters with humans, where, you know, humans are defending themselves, is tiny. It's, I think we're looking at a few hundred ever in like 100 years. And those numbers are so small, they're not even going to make a measurable difference in bear populations. So there's no reason in conservation to prevent people from killing bears when the bears attack them. There's no advantage to it. I can't see a reason why you would use bear spray if you legally could defend yourself with a firearm, because a firearm is, in general, more effective than bear spray. And if a bear attacks you, it should be put out of commission. Why would you leave it around to attack the next person? If you don't put it down, it's just learned it can attack people and nothing serious happens to it. In fact, most bears that actually injure people are hunted down by the authorities and killed. The only difference with someone using a personal defensive firearm is that they kill the bear on the spot before they injure anyone, or they limit the injuries to minor ones. So there's no conservation reason why you wouldn't kill a bear that is attacking people. And in fact, if you take those aggressive bears out of the population, eventually the genetics are changed a little bit and the bears become less aggressive toward people. Because bears that are less aggressive toward people don't get killed, and you get a few more of them in the population every year. That's what appears to have happened in Europe generally, where grizzly bears, for the most part, are less aggressive against humans than they are in North America. It obviously can be changing because here we have a case in Russia. Bears are no longer hunted generally in Russia, and so people are left with the alternative of bear spray and flare guns instead of actual firearms. So that's what happened in Russia. It was more than 20 years ago, and it disproves the idea that no one has ever used bear spray and been killed by a bear.
There you go. Hang on for me one last time. Coming up on the last break, talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, one last time before we head off into the holidays, we're going to talk about something that happened in July in 2021 in Ovando, Montana.
Correct.
Tell me about it.
This is a really sad case. Because we have a very athletic woman who's trying to do everything right, and she's a long-distance bicyclist. She's obviously in excellent physical condition. And she's they get to Ovando, Montana. In the afternoon, they're going to camp out. And she, her friend decides she wants to get a room in the motel there, and she gets a room. And it was one of the last ones available. And she invites Leah Loken, who is the woman, the bicyclist, to, if she wants to stay in the room with her. But she wanted to stay in the tent outside. And it's inside this little village. Her tent was set up mere feet away from a couple of buildings. And she was attacked by a 417-pound grizzly bear. And she valiantly, from what I can tell, used bear spray in an attempt to stop the attack, but the bear spray failed, and she was killed in an unprovoked predatory attack. And I found some details about this back in 2021. I was able to develop a source that was intimately close to the situation. And they told me that they had heard that Leah had used bear spray, and that it wasn't effective, but they couldn't prove it, and they did not want to be cited as a source. So I waited, and eventually the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee released a report about a year later, June 28th of 2022. And in the report, they try, it appears to me they try to downplay the use of bear spray. And I'm going to read some of what they reported. Okay, here it goes. The victim's sister, Kim Lokan, identified the victim as Lee Davis Lokan, a 65-year-old female resident of Chico, California. Investigators responding to the scene found two tents. Lee Lokan had been sleeping alone in one tent. The other tent belonged to acquaintances of the victim, Jim and Kim Cole. They were approximately 20 feet from the victim's tent, and that tent was undisturbed. After going to bed earlier in the night, the Coles were awakened at about 3:08 a.m. by Ms. Lokan crying out, "Bear! Bear!" Bear was several feet from the two tents, exploring the area at the time. Ms. Lokan became alerted. Joe and Kim Cole both had counter-assault bear spray with them in their tent. They woke up. Joe grabbed Kim's bear spray, and they both began making noise. The bear walked off to the north into the field area behind the abandoned store, and the bear spray was not used at the time. Ms. Lokan said, "The bear huffed at my head." Ms. Lokan got up, removed two bags of food, packaged snack foods, and a large bag of lentils from her tent into a building known as the Old Jail, which was the building next door to the campsite, approximately 25 to 30 feet from her tent. She also took a can of Frontiersman brand bear spray into her tent. The Coles did not have any food in their tent. The Coles stayed in Ms. Lokan, asked Ms. Lokan if she wanted to stay in the hotel, but Ms. Lokan said no, she wanted to stay in her tent, and they all went back to bed. Now, there's some important facts here that are noted. She took the can of bear spray into the tent with her. The grizzly was comfortable moving around human-occupied buildings inside a village. The report discloses bears had not been in the village recently, and the village had good food and bear attractant discipline. And then there's more revealed in the investigation. The bear came back about an hour later, attacked Ms. Lokan without provocation, and killed her after she emptied a can of bear spray while defending herself. And here's more from the report. The victim's journal and cell phone were collected from the tent footprint. A journal entry from July 2nd described that the victim practiced deploying bear spray after observing bear spray signs in around the area where she was camping at Holland Lake near the town of Seeley Lake, Montana. Nothing of evidentiary value was found in the phone. Also, inside the tent was the safety retention tab for a can of bear spray. An almost completely empty can of Frontiersman brand bear spray, black with white label, and missing the safety tab, was found under the tent. This can was assumed to be Lokan's. The can had a fresh, oily residue on the outside and had a strong odor of capsicum, it suggesting it had been deployed the morning of the attack. Now, here's the things they mentioned, but it isn't emphasized much. She'd practiced deploying bear spray only 4 days earlier. She had the bear spray with her in the tent. When attacked, she was able to remove the safety tab and use the spray, emptying the can in spite of this defensive action. The grizzly bear killed her. Fatal wounds were nearly instantaneous, showing the spray had to be emptied while she was defending herself, attempting to stop the attack. And then the empty can was found under the tent, which had been dragged several feet forward during the attack. And the safety tab was found inside the tent. So that would be consistent with Leah expending the bear spray, you know, extending the can outside the tent and spraying the bear outside the tent after the bear spray safety tab was removed inside the tent. The report doesn't mention any bear spray residue inside the tent. And Ms. Lokan's body was found half in, half outside the tent, where she'd been dragged by the bear. So how do you get more evidence that the bear spray was deployed while she's trying to fight off this bear,
right,
but it doesn't stop the bear? I mean, I don't see how you can get any more evidence than that. The Montana State Medical Examiner conducted an autopsy. It indicated the victim had been in good health. He concluded the victim's death was caused by multiple blunt force injuries to the head, torso, and upper right extremity. The neck had been broken, spinal cord severed. Multiple serious injuries, but you don't fight back after your spinal cord has been severed.
Yeah.
So clearly, the grizzly killed her after the bear spray had been sprayed. How can you have a more clear-cut case of failure, fatal failure, of bear spray? Now, we don't know that if Leah had had a handgun, that it would have been a different result. We can't know that for certain. But if she had time to take the safety tab off the bear spray and spray, put her hand outside the tent and spray the bear, it seems likely to me that she would have had time to grab a handgun and empty a few rounds into the bear's head, which was near a couple of feet from her.
Right.
So I suspect if she would have had a handgun, she very likely could have survived the attack. So then her neighbors, when they heard this ruckus, they grabbed bear spray, got out of the tent. They yelled at the bear, and the bear took off while he was his female friend, I think his wife, was blowing a whistle, and the bear left because they came.
Well,
eventually the bear was found and killed.
We've run out of time, Dean. I want to thank you for a terrific 2022. We'll do it some more in 2023. Dean Weingarten, AmmoLand.com. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Back again.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.